You're listening to a special edition of Perspectives. I'm Joanne Rideout. With all the hoopla about the upcoming eclipse, we here at Coast Community Radio wanted an expert to weigh in for us on how to prepare. Who better than Gordon McCraw, Tillamook County's emergency manager? We asked Gordon to tell us what to expect leading up to the eclipse and beyond. He came to our studios in Astoria to talk about what we might call eclipse prep. Here's Gordon.
Hi, this is Gordon McCraw, Tillamook County Emergency Manager.
Hi, Gordon. Thanks so much for being here in the studio with us. We're here to talk about the eclipse. So it's a big deal. Why don't we start out with some of the basics? Where does the area of totality cross our area?
Well, in Tillamook County is where the northern edge of it is. It's basically, if you're familiar at all with Tillamook County, it starts around Tierra del Mar, which is just north of Pacific City, and then travel south. The totality area, or the center of the totality area, is down at Lincoln Beach, just south of Lincoln City. And then it continues south, I think, all the way to Walport, is the lower edge of the totality shadow.
So how many miles is that north to south, approximately?
I'm going to guess about 90 to 100 miles.
Wow, that's pretty broad.
I don't know the exact mileage, but it sounds like about 100.
So now how long is this whole thing going to last? It's been such a buildup over the past year where we've been talking about it. So when will it start and how long will it last?
I know it sounds like a big, long, all-day event, but in reality, the totality, you know, if you're on the northern edge of it, is just a matter of seconds. If you're in Pacific City, you might see almost a minute of it. As you continue south, the time gets longer until you're at the center, which is in Lincoln Beach, and it would be around 2 minutes of totality.
Really?
The partial eclipse period starts around 9-something. Totality is a little after 10, and then you're back into partial up until about a little after 11.
Oh, so then it will be a period where the eclipse begins, and it will stretch where the you know, the moon is moving in front of the sun, and it will take
right.
a while.
Assuming that you have your medically approved glasses on, you can actually see the shadow starting. And if you're in the totality area, of course, it's going to get dark. I was reading it. There was a place in Africa that had a totality area, and the temperature actually dropped 20 degrees during the totality
really?
Period. Yeah, so I'll be anxious to see how that comes out.
So in the totality area, will it actually be, what it'll be, like twilight?
It'll be like nighttime. You can actually see stars for the brief period. And as you look around, you know, the 360 degrees on the horizon, it'll look like twilight. But if you're in the totality area, it's dark.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, speaking of dark, I've seen a lot of ads for eclipse glasses and also a scary story about fake eclipse glasses.
So I know, I saw that yesterday, and it concerned me because, of course, I've been pushing hard that people should not look at the sun. The ultraviolet rays will do permanent damage to your eyes, and there's nothing that can be done medically to correct it. So once you've damaged your eyes, they're damaged forever. They'll be like either a fuzzy or a dark spot in the center of where you're looking if you've damaged it. Now, I was reading that sometimes some of the sight will come back over a period of days, but there's that risk that it'll never come back. So, you know, a few months ago when it first started, there was only 4 companies that actually put out the approved glasses, and it had the ISO, which is an acronym that I don't remember, but and a number. It's saying that they are safety approved for the eclipse, and there were 4 companies putting them out, and I understand now there's about 10 companies putting them out. But the article that I saw yesterday indicated that now there's some companies that are putting out glasses that are not approved and are not safe to use, and they're stamping them with the ISO on there to give it the appearance that they're safe.
Oh, my gosh.
So what I would suggest people do is get online and look up, you know, you can Google the information and make sure that you're purchasing glasses from the companies that are and have been approved.
That's, and I'm sure people can Google that, like you said, and find out more information. But it's vitally important. I was listening to a story on NPR just last week saying that you could look at the eclipse if you looked at it unprotected, and you could see them fine and go to bed and wake up the next day not being able to see.
Right. A lot of the times horrifying. The damage you don't really realize is there until the next day. And, you know, all of a sudden things are fuzzy and you can't understand why. Well, the reality is that it's damage. And like I said, in some cases, if it's minor damage, you may recover from it. But again, I don't want to take that chance myself that it is permanently damaged and no recovery, no medical procedure will bring it back.
Well, I remember when I was a kid growing up in New York and we had a total eclipse or eclipse of some sort. And we looked at it as kids with a piece of cardboard with a pinhole in it, and we projected it onto a piece of paper. So you'd stand with your back to the sun.
Yep. When I was a kid, the same thing. I remember it. And I might mention, too, because somebody asked me about welding glasses, if that's approved. And I think it's, and I don't know the numbers. I'm not a welder, but they said a number 14 or greater would protect you from the rays and you'd be able to see it okay. Anything less than that, you have a potential of damage. And also, if you're using like binoculars or any kind of lens, you want to, if you're looking through it, you still want to use the protection.
Oh, absolutely.
But you want to put it on between the lens and the sun, not between the lens and your eye. Because if you're using like a telescope, the reality is on the inside, if you got it between the lens and your eye, it could act like the magnifying glass and melt right through or burn a hole right through or damage your protection. And so, boof, now it's working on your eye instead.
Holy cow. Okay. So the message is, make sure you get your glasses from a reputable source so you know that they are not fakes.
And you mentioned, I think, that during the totality period, it is safe to look directly at the sun. But of course,
such a short period of time.
It's a short period of time. And any time that you're out of it, it's dangerous. So, you know, my recommendation is, let's just say that if I was out there, I'm going to be in a building, unfortunately, working and trying to make everybody safe through this. But if I was outside, I'd have those glasses on the whole time.
Sure, absolutely. So now for a lot of people around our area, we've heard so much about the impacts of, 1.5 million people I saw in the news this morning, heard on in a news story this morning, we're going to converge right where we are. So, what are you doing as the emergency manager to prepare for all that?
Well, we had a meeting with all the agencies on the 20th. In Tillamook County that would be concerned with this. And I can speak to what I learned at that meeting. For example, the fuel company, the largest one we have is Sheldon Oil, and he's going to be, every time he goes into one of his stations, it used to be he'd fill them as needed. Now, as he goes in, he's filling all, you know, the regular medium grade and high test. He's filling all the tanks every time he goes. He's delivering more frequently, and as the thing approaches, he will be delivering early in the morning. He said hopefully he'll have his trucks off the road by 10 o'clock in the morning. The forestry people, of course, are concerned because we're in the peak of fire season, and we've got a lot of people potentially that are coming over here that are not familiar with or cautious enough with the conditions that we have. That could be a problem. Also, like the people that the forest people that deal with Mount Hebo, Mount Hebo is potentially one of the better viewing sites in Tillamook County. It's 3,000 feet. Even if we have the fog and stratus like we've had this past week, you'd be above it in Mount Hebo. So there is a campsite about halfway up. It'll be open up to that point. But the forest people are selling permits to take or for you to go all the way to the top. And on the 20th, they'd already sold 90. I'm not sure if they're going to limit it. I would think that they do. Another good spot for viewing would be Cascade Head, which is on the southern border of Tillamook County. And they are going to open that up at 6 in the morning, and the first 100 cars. Anything after that, you don't get it. And mentioning the roads and the cars, one of the very important cautions is during this thing, if you get caught in the traffic and you can't get to where you thought you were going to be to view this thing, you don't want to just stop in the road during the eclipse period. You don't want to drive down the road looking at the eclipse. That's in that distracted driving realm.
With very dark glasses on.
With very dark glasses
oh,
on,
boy.
Yes. Or none, and damaging your eyes. And the other caution, of course, is if you're on a highway, you don't want to pull off to the side and then get out of your vehicle to watch the eclipse. It's very, very dangerous. One mistake, you're not paying attention, you accidentally step in the lane of traffic, and I don't suspect that the 18-wheelers are going to stop for the eclipse. They're going to continue to go because time is money to them. So it's just too dangerous to do that.
So as far as the average person who lives here who may or may not be entranced by the eclipse, could we expect bumper-to-bumper traffic, say, in the listening area of our station?
I'm going to suggest that we are going to be at least as bad as we are on Memorial Day or 4th of July or something like that. I've talked to the campsites, and they're all full. I talked to the county camp director, and he indicated that there are some of his sites that normally at this point, tourist season, are at about 70-75% booking. There's others like Barview that's very popular, and it's booked 100% all the time during the summer. But the other ones that are normally at 70% are up to 100%. And I've talked to some of the police chiefs in the other cities like Rockaway, and I asked them how or if he knew about how his hotel's bookings were going. He said they're all full. So I think it's going to be Memorial Day plus a little bit. You can't help, especially with all the construction that's going on. You know, they're completely redoing the Highway 6 101 interchange in downtown Tillamook. Of course, ODOT's indicated that they're going to stop all stuff on Eclipse Day. No construction or anything. No working on the highways that day. But still, the stuff is there that was slowing you down before. It's going to be slowing you down. I was talking with some people in the valley, and, you know, there's areas that are bottlenecked, and especially over in the valley where you've got four or five lanes coming down to two. It's just going to be not a pleasant drive. And what I've been telling the local residents of Tillamook County anyway is that you want to basically shelter in place. You want to go get your
grief.
Yeah,
that's an emergency.
Not quite
designation.
A disaster, but it may seem like it. When you consider that we're going to have that number of people going to Fred Meyer's or something, is going to be quite the task. During high tourist season, it's always fun on a weekend to go into Fred Meyer's anyway. But at this time, it could really be interesting. Any restaurants, all those things are going to be busy and full. And so, you know, basically, I would suggest you go late in the week and get everything you need for the week, and then just stay off the road. It's going to require a great deal of patience. And the other thing that I'm suggesting is, of course, that the calls to 911, you got to be a little more lenient to your visitors here. You just want to call 911 if you have an emergency. But a lot of the low-end calls, we're not going to be able to respond to, either because of the traffic. By the time we get there, it's going to be over with. We're talking a two-hour event anyway, from beginning to end. And the totality area is where it's going to be the greatest impact. And that's, you know, that center area. And so that's only a two-minute thing there. But the local residents need to be patient, and I've been encouraging and writing that any visitors here should be respectful of people's property. You know, don't park in the driveways and block other people. Don't park on their lawn. Bring, of course, anything that you plan to eat and drink with you. And when you're done, please take your trash with you.
Well, So do you know whether stores like Fred Meyer are, like the gas stations, beefing up their inventory or adding any more stock so that they're going to be able to handle all this?
A friend of mine was talking to the manager at Fred Meyer's, and
this is in Tillamook County,
at the 4th of July, and he was asking him, hey, are you prepared for the 4th of July? Have you got extra stuff in your warehouse? And he said, well, you know, stores anymore don't really have warehouses. They order the stock, and it comes in on a truck, and you put it immediately on the shelf. So I'll liken it, coming from hurricane country, I'll liken it to that, where people make a mad dash, empty the shelves, and it's going to be empty for a few days after that, both because the normal delivery might not be for a couple of days, but even if it is scheduled for Monday, it's probably not going to come. There's many businesses that have changed their schedule, like in South County, the garbage pickup. They mentioned that they normally have a Monday pickup. They're going to come out on Sunday and pick up, and then they're not picking up again until their normal scheduled day. I think it's Wednesday of the next week. So businesses need to be cognizant that there might be some changes required, either coming in early so that you don't get caught in the traffic, or potentially closing. Of course, if you close during a high tourist season, you're losing out on money. But all these things need to be considered.
So we're looking at, relatively narrow roadways here. I mean, there are no super highways in this part of the state. So there are all these people coming in. What happens when they try to leave and go home? I mean, I'm sort of thinking about a massive traffic jam leaving. So the eclipse is going to be over. You know, people are going to be looking by at least probably noontime. It's all going to be over and done. How long is it going to take for all this to clear out?
That's a good question. You know, there's a lot of factors that we don't really know yet. Exactly how many people are going to be at the coast? Yes, they anticipate that there'll be 1 million people, 1 to 4 million. They really don't know. 1 to 4 million people that are moving into the eclipse area from outside of Oregon. That's not including all the residents in Oregon that are traveling from northern and southern Oregon into the eclipse area. So those exact numbers, we really don't know. The other important factor that we don't know yet is, what's the weather going to be?
Yes.
If it's cloudy, foggy, that's going to be different than if we're clear and you know, clear in seven, as I used to say when I was in the weather business, 7 miles visibility. But again, there's just a number of factors that we really don't know yet that will definitely impact us. But I can't help but believe that there's going to be some pretty big traffic jams leaving all the highways outside of the coastal areas. And the thing that the visitors need to be aware of is, once you leave Tillamook County or Clatsop County or Lincoln County, you're not going to be out of the traffic jam, because those traffic jams are only going to get worse as you head east, because we're not the only ones having this eclipse, and the high population areas have the potential to be even bigger. You know, I was listening to something that, just to give you an idea how lucky, if you want to call it lucky, we are. There's a town in Central Oregon that has about 5,000 people normally, and they're looking at between 100 and 150,000 visitors. So
Wow. We're
not looking at those numbers, but you could see what kind of impact on your infrastructure that would have.
Well, so our since you're in the emergency management business, are hospitals also gearing up for this? I mean, are they getting ready to, you know, have more emergencies and more people in the emergency room and all that kind of thing?
Well, I can again attest to Tillamook County. They're going to have extra first aid tents open in Pacific City, Neskowin, and Hebo. There's a South County clinic, Adventist Clinic, that they're going to bring extra staff into and basically make it an urgent care facility, with the exception of they don't have x-ray equipment. Oregon Health Authority has done an extensive planning. They're relocating some of the helicopters around the state to help, obviously, if they're... I was asking our hospital, and they said if there is a medical emergency where they have to transport somebody from the coast to Providence or one of the other Valley hospitals, and the roads are jammed. Somebody's taking a helicopter ride.
Wow. So we've talked a little bit about the fact that the area of totality, so we're speaking in Astoria at Ghost Community Radio Studios, and the path of totality begins further south in Tillamook County. So we're here in Astoria. Is there any significant difference between how it will appear here as in the area of totality? We're pretty close, but will it be different in terms of what people perceive?
In Tillamook County, we'll see about a 99% obscuration of the sun. Up this far north, you'll probably have 98-97%. So if you were in the area of totality as the sun and the moon are moving and the moon starts shadowing the sun's, and you have the crescent for the opposite of what we're used to. Instead of a crescent moon, we'll have a crescent sun. And then just before it goes into totality, they have the area, I think they call it something beads, where basically the sun is shining through the mountains and valleys on the moon and giving it a strange appearance. And then it goes into the totality area. Well, just before it goes to that is basically what is the maximum that we'll see. So there'll still be a bright area. You want to wear your glasses the entire time. There will not be a minute or a second of safety or safe time for you to look at the sun from outside of the totality area. So basically it's central and northern Tillamook County, Clatsop County. I even had somebody call me from Seattle the other day. I was surprised, and they were worried about the glasses and how long they should wear them and if they should wear them, and the answer is yes. So here, 97-98%, 99% towards Tillamook County, and then as you go into the totality area, it's 100%.
Let's talk about communication. What about, are we going to have problems with our cell phones?
Well, you know, again, let's back up and say that I talked to a cell phone company back when I was dealing with hurricanes and asked them, when you build a cell phone tower, how many people does that handle? And he said, a cell phone tower generally holds 5% of their customer base. So that means if there's 100 people that pick up their cell phone at the same time and try to dial out, 5 people are going to get a dial tone, 95 people are going to get, sorry, all circuits are busy. So, of course, we've got more cell towers out there these days. Of course, you know, going back to Tillamook County, I say that we've got, because of our terrain, a whole lot of no phone zones. So there'll be that. You add the extra people here, the potential for overload increases. And then during the eclipse itself, I can just imagine that a lot of people, especially the younger crowd, are going to be live streaming and taking pictures and sending it to loved ones. So there's going to be a whole lot of data pushed, so that even if it's not overloaded because of the numbers of people, the numbers of people sending very large images or tying up the bandwidth has the potential to impact it. And of course that means, as I've been telling my own people, that eclipse day or that weekend and right after the eclipse, it's probably not a good time to go just because you're off and you've got things around the house to do. Don't go climbing on the roof or doing anything dangerous, because if you get hurt and your loved one comes out and finds you on the ground and calls 911 on the cell phone, you might not get through. It might take you a while. And then once you do get through, it's going to take a while for the first responders to get to you on those traffic jammed roads, and once they do get to you, now we got to get on the traffic jammed roads to get you back to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, the way I met with the Board of Commissioners the other day, and I started it off with, unfortunately, we really don't know what we don't know yet. Will it be that busy? Will we have sunny skies or cloudy skies? Will the traffic actually be as bad as we think? I mean, there's just a whole lot of things that we don't know, but all the agencies that are involved with this have come up with contingency plans. We've all, for example, at the sheriff's office, we've made it no day off, no vacation day, mandatory overtime in the 911 centers, these kinds of things, that we're increasing the numbers of people on the road to respond to whatever happens. And again, I would just ask people that they use 911 for emergency only. If you see a minor infraction, a nuisance infraction, I call them, that's probably something that we just want to overlook that day. Give the visitors and Eclipse viewers a break, and the 911, let them just respond to the emergencies. It is a very large event. Again, I got on a internet website that showed you could drag the shadow across the United States on the totality path. And as you went across an area that had a very large event planned, it popped up. And I think I made it to whatever's on the other side of Idaho and kind of got bored, because as you're going, a lot of stuff pops up. But if you think about it, it's going across the entire United States, and everybody that's in the area of totality has increased concerns in all these areas that we're talking about. The good news, if there is any, is we're a small county. We're not having the huge numbers. You know, we're not expecting an extra 100,000 people in the city of Tillamook. Like, I think Madras is one of them that is very concerned. And of course, the other thing that we haven't mentioned is, you know, you go to the area of totality, some of the hotels are going for $2,000 a night.
Yes.
And they're sold
that.
Out.
Wow.
And you wake up that morning and we're overcast and raining.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Or there's areas in central and eastern Oregon now with the wildfires that the smoke is obscuring everything. And not only that, but the fires are threatening the campgrounds. So there's people that have planned these meetings and special events for the eclipse that the fire is caused the campgrounds to close. You won't be able to go.
Mm.
And if there is a campground nearby the fire, of course, you've got the smoke to contend with that is obscuring the sky. So there's a lot of things that you want to look at before you go. It is a special event. It may have a significant impact on your local everything for a day. But I think that at the end of it, we'll all have a good story to tell.
Well, so are there any positives here? We've been talking a lot about the sort of grumpy things. So are there any really, I mean, it sounds like businesses will benefit.
I think tourism is going to take a shot in the arm. I was talking to our tourism people in Tillamook County, and they said that that quarter, you know, just the amount of money they collect is an indicator, because that comes from the rentals. And, of course, the more money indicates the more rentals. So over 49% of the TRT money is collected in that quarter. So that's already a very high tourist season for Tillamook County anyway. And this is going to be an added shot in the arm for the retailers. If there's another positive, year 2169 before another totality area hits the United States like this one. So they'll be reading my notes on the next one.
That sounds great. Well, thanks so much to Gordon McCraw, the emergency manager for Tillamook County, for coming to our studios to talk to us about the amazing Great Eclipse event. Thanks.